On a number of fronts, this deal is wrong, and I'll say that at the very start. It's very wrong, and it's reckless by the Commission and by Commissioner Malmstrom, who's the EU Commissioner for Trade, to try and get it through before she finishes her term as Trade Commissioner towards the end of the year. I think key amongst it all in relation to how wrong it is the uncertainty that's around Brexit. We're probably as unclear on Brexit now as we were last June, this time 3 years. And the leadership race that's on over there doesn't give us any cause for any optimism either. So, and if there's a no deal Brexit, and if there are WTO rules applying, the EU is already 102% self-sufficient for beef. If there's a no deal Brexit, we go to 116% self-sufficient for beef, self-sufficiency. Trying to do a deal to allow more meat in from South American countries that fails to tick so many boxes that we have to tick at European level is, as I said already, is reckless. And those boxes that I talk about, number one, and that is the whole area of animal welfare and traceability, food standards, the production standards, climate change, deforestation, all of the things that EU and Irish farmers have to do to such a high level, and there's scant regard for those in some of those South American countries, particularly in Brazil, where deforestation is rife. The Bolsonaro, the prime minister there, and his government have authorised 150 extra pesticides to be used on land over there. The traceability and the production standards aren't nearly what we have. So what we say is, if we're to have competition, let's have competition on a level playing pitch and not where the costs of production are so much lower than what we have.